Well done, Sarah. That work looks fine. There are only a few minutes left, girls, so you can talk amongst yourselves while I check the last student. And last but not least, James. Hi, James. I wore some extra lipstick for you today. I caught you staring at my red lipstick several times while I was talking. Do you like it? I also wore more perfume than usual. I want you to be surrounded by my scent. Standing, none of the girls can see me doing it. It's making my nipples erect. Can you feel them? I'm also wearing some open panties. Some people call them crotchless panties, but I've always preferred the sound of open panties. Do you like the sound? Show them to you after class. I want to kiss you, but the girls will notice a kissing sound. So instead, I'm going to blow in your ear. And now, I'm going to stick my tongue gently. Now, James, were you able to complete the extra credit question at the end? Well done, James.
I'm going to move around slightly, and I want for you to turn your head and look down my blouse. Do you like what you see? Say yes, Miss Haversham. Good. Did you notice the stocking? Stockings with a line up the back, and I'm wearing a rather inappropriate pair of open-toed sling bags. They're very inappropriate for teaching classes of teenage girls. If the headmistress sees them, I may get in trouble, but they make my legs look amazing, and I wanted to make you stiff. I'm going to stand a little straighter. Continue pretending to show me your work. I've worn quite a long skirt because I daren't be too outrageous. But watch how high the slit to my skirt is when I stand with my legs slightly apart. Put your hand on my leg and quietly run your hand up my skirt, stocking top. For your age, you'd be quite flexible. You should be able to go a little higher and feel the tops of my thighs. Oh. Gently flex your fingers inside my cunt, little one. God, honey, that's amazing. But you've got to stop before we get caught. Stop, honey, stop.
And how did you reach that conclusion? I see. Good boy. That is correct. And there's the bell. You have all your homework, girls. James, can you hang on a few moments to finish showing me your work, please?
We're going to have to wait until the girls leave and go to lunch. You stay exactly where you are with your erection. Actually, since it's your erection for me, I think that in a way your erection belongs to me, wouldn't you say? Say your erection belongs to me, little one. Good boy. You always say exactly the right thing.
Stay right there. I'm just going to check that nobody's in the corridor. The corridor is empty. I don't have a key for this door, baby, but everyone is at dinner in the refectory. It'll be fine. Now, lover, we're going to complete reviewing your work. I want that kiss I couldn't get earlier. Push your chair back from your desk. I'm going to straddle you. God, what if somebody came by? It's making me wet thinking about it. Help me, honey. It's hard to straddle you wearing these high heels. I'm going to keep my balance by leaning on your shoulders, and you slide my skirt up to my waist as I sit astride you. There. Are you okay? Is Miss Haversham crushing you a little bit? Do you like being crushed by me? Do you like being underneath me, James? Good boy. I like when you're a good, obedient boy for me. Do you like being obedient and doing what I say, little one? Good boy. Okay. I want for you to just sit there. And be quiet for me, little one. I'm going to cradle your head with both of my hands. Stop looking at my eyes for a second and look at the pretty stockings I wore for you. Do you like them? Tell me you think they're sexy. Good boy. Do you like my open panties? Good boy. They're open for you. They're open so you can put your fingers inside me. Put two of your fingers inside me, honey. Yes. Right inside of my cunt.
Oh, good boy.
Work your fingers inside me. And I want you to continue fingering me until I say otherwise. Can you smell my cum? Good. I want to train you, and I want this to all tie together. Is that okay, lover? Will you submit yourself willingly to my training? Good boy. I want for you to become responsive to the triggers I give you. I want you to become aroused whenever I scratch the back of your head with my pretty nails,
or when I whisper in your ear, or when I blow in your ear.
And you're going to be a good, quiet, obedient boy for me, isn't that right? Good. Good boy. Relax. I'm just going to gently tip your head back with my hands, and you're going to open your mouth a little bit. I want that French kiss I couldn't get when the girls were here. While I'm kissing you, I want you to concentrate on my weight on top of you, holding you in place. I want for you to feel powerless and submissive to me.
Is that okay, lover? I won't let anything bad happen to you while you're in my power. You're completely safe with me. Relax and trust me. Submit to me, James.
Keep on fingering me while I kiss you. Good boy. Oh, you've got my lipstick all over your lips. Unbutton your shirt. I want to see kisses all over your smooth chest as well. I like how that looks. All my perfect little kisses on your chest, marking you as mine. What do you look like? You look like somebody's little boy toy, honey. Do you like that? Tell Miss Havisham you like being her plaything. I'll bet my lipstick is all smeared too. I'm leaving a little wet patch on your pants. It's okay, nobody will notice. It's right on the top of the bulge in your pants.
You're so erect, honey. Are your pants constricting your cock? Does it hurt a little bit? I like. I want for you to feel good about that. I want for you to go on feeling that pain for me. Good boy.
Do I look pretty, honey? Tell Miss Havisham she's pretty. Tell me that you've got a crush on me and that you like kissing me and pleasuring me. Good boy. You're such a good boy for me. What would you like to do next, little one? What? hands behind my head. Of course, lover. Do you like the way it makes my breasts stick out? Oh, God, that's it. Suck my breasts. Good boy. Oh, you've ruined my blouse with my own lipstick. No, it's okay. I like it. It isn't a mistake. It's a happy little accident. I'll just hide it with books on the way back to my room. Let me undo my blouse, though. I want you to nurse on me. That's it. Good boy. Put your hand here and tweak my other nipple. Yes. God, you're going to explode out of those pants if I don't do something. You're wearing my soiled panties, just like I told you. Good boy. Your cock feels nice and smooth in my hand. Take your fingers out of me for a second and suck. I love watching you taste my cum. Do you like the taste of my cum? Good boy. Keep going. I'm going to grind your cock against my clit for a second. Oh, what? No, lover. You know we can't. No, baby. You know why. No. I said no. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, little one. Oh, God, what am I doing? Astride a schoolboy with my skirt around my waist. Wait. Was that a noise in the corridor? Get into the storeroom. Get your school bag and get in the storeroom quickly. Door doesn't bolt. Fuck. Fuck. Be very quiet. I can hear a vacuum cleaner. Oh, thank God, it's just the cleaners. Jesus, that was scary. I nearly wet myself. I was so scared. I nearly pissed into your lap. My heart is still beating so fast. Feel my heart. Lover boy. Stop.
seen your hand slide along your hard cock. No, slow it down. I don't want you to come. I want you to edge. I want you to bring yourself to the point of orgasm, but not succumb. Now, also focus on my cunt. What letter were you at? Okay, James, I'm coming. It's okay for you to come. I'm giving you permission. I want you to come with me. You can stop licking. Come out from under there. You are pretty good for your first time, honey. You're going to be a wonderful little lover for me. And I can see from the new wet patch on my panties that you had a good time as well. That's good, James. I want this to be a good experience for you. You're a good boy, and I'm very pleased with you. Stand up, little one. I'm going to take your head in both my hands and lean it back. And you open your mouth and wait for Miss Haversham to lean down and kiss you. Do you trust me, little one? I'm going to put one hand down your pants and cradle your cock and balls when I kiss you. I want for you to feel powerless in my hands. Relax. Submit to me. I'm going to lean down and kiss you. And I want for you to feel completely powerless and submissive while I kiss you. Such a good, submissive lover. Oh, it sounds like the cleaners are leaving. Jesus, you're a mess, lover. You look like somebody's little boy whore, and I've nothing to clean you with. Take the panties off and give them to me. Before you close your shirt, come here and give me one last kiss. I'm going to wipe the lipstick off your face with the panties, but not the kisses on your chest. I'm leaving those on you, honey. They mark you as mine. Miss Haversham's little plaything. Put your pants back on. You'll have to go commando until you get back to your room. There's a bit of lipstick on your collar. What will people think? I'll scrub it off with the panties. There. It's barely noticeable. You still have my aroma clinging to you? So do I. We'd better go while the corridors are clear. Goodbye, James. I'll see you later, lover.